This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
American citizens should vote in American elections. Which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID.
So Donald Trump talking about, as you heard there, voter ID, just one of the many machinations emanating out of Washington, D.C. and out of the president today. Also, there was questions about 3D gun sales allowed by the administration, and there were calls for the possible shutdown again of the government, and the president said, I don't care about ramifications. We're just scratching the surface. Justin Duckham is in D.C. He joins us now from Talk Media News. Justin, a big day as usual on and around the Hill, even though it's kind of summertime.
It certainly is a big day, to say the least, and is sort of the average day in the sense that it really just kind of feels like drinking from a fire hose. And today was certainly no exception.
All right, so you heard what the press said there about voter ID, and then the crowd screaming in the background. Flush that out a little bit more for us.
Well, this is something that the president has not really touched on heavily previously. We do know that he had a fixation on this notion of voter fraud, originally telling people early on in his presidency that he would have won the popular vote had it not been for upwards of a million people coming out and voting illegally, this suggestion that there is widespread voting going on from undocumented immigrants and whatnot. But this is a new version of basically the same argument. This is pointing to some states like California and certain cities that allow undocumented immigrants to vote in school board elections and other local smaller issues. And that is being seized on by the president to put forward voter ID laws, something that has been a Republican argument for years and years and years and years, but is now having a bit of a Trumpian edge when combined with the issue of illegal immigration. So one of the big pieces that came out from the speech today in Florida, we're not necessarily sure where this is going to be going, if this is just red meat to the base that, you know, perhaps just kind of came off the top of his head, which we sometimes see at situations like these that are, you know, less than scripted. But either way, this is going to be a major discussion come tomorrow.
Absolutely. A major discussion is, will the government shut down? And you heard what I said. Trump says, I don't care about the ramifications. So how real is this threat?
Well, you know, Trump has brought this up 3 times in 3 days. So that should give it at least some kind of indication over how seriously he's taking this. He on Sunday initially floated this idea, and then yesterday kind of walked it back a little bit, saying that he is open to negotiation. That he does not have a red line of $25 billion for constructing the border wall, which was sort of the goalpost that he had initially put down. And then today saying that a government shutdown would be well worth the cost, you know, considering that this has to do with border security. You know, reporters en route to Florida today had a chance to talk to Hogan Gidley aboard Air Force One, and Gidley basically said that the president is not really concerned with the political ramifications of shutting down the government so close to the midterm elections, saying that that is not really on his radar in terms of the larger concerns that he has over border security. And that is something that is surely shocking a lot of Republican leaders on the Hill, who are certainly very terrified of his prospect of seeing a government shutdown occurring before the election and having the blame basically fall on the president and them as a party. So you know, the president could just be exercising pressure, or this could be a very realistic shutdown. There are some in Trump circles who believe that this could be good for the base, but there's going to be a lot of pushback from Republican leaders to try to avoid this from actually taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. What a crazy tug of war. And then you've got this judge blocking the release of the blueprints for that 3D printed guns. That happened Tuesday, so halting all online distribution of it. Very crazy. That order blocks actually a specific settlement with the Trump administration, which they had reached with the company that planned to put the plans online. Yikes. Tell us more about this.
Well, so this is a restraining order. This is basically halting that settlement that was reached with the State Department and the manufacturer, which is a nonprofit called Freedom Distributed or Defense Distributed, rather, sorry. Basically, what was set to happen without the intervention was that the sales were going to be going forward, or at least the distribution of the blueprints, on Wednesday online. This included at least one firearm that was almost completely made of plastic, save for one small piece that needed to be inserted separately. And, you know, this is not really an indication that this is going to be halted. This is just sort of a breather as people try to pretty much regroup and figure out the next steps moving forward with this. Simultaneously, in addition to the lawsuit, though, that we've seen, which was brought by a good number of attorney generals from a number of states, there are also now legislative efforts in the in the House and Senate to try to basically roll this back, find a legislative fix. And then the president himself, who weighed on us today, saying that this just doesn't really make sense, and that he has spoken to the NRA to try to, I guess, plot a course forward on this. In terms of what they talked about, the White House wouldn't tell us. That came up during the conversation that we had with Hogan Gidley aboard Air Force One today. Four reporters, rather, and we just don't necessarily have any details on that call. So it's anyone's game, but at this point it looks like there are a good number of, parties who are coming out against this. This is shaping up to be, not just a Second Amendment battle, but one that's focused on the First Amendment as well, considering that this is basically, plans and it's being portrayed as intellectual property and free speech by those who are pushing forward for this. So it's going to be a very interesting decision once this finally lands, and a very fascinating battle as it moves forward.
Absolutely. And I always say America Tonight, Justin, is about the buzz in the backyard, what people are talking about, what affects them all over the country. These tariffs are starting to affect people because they're feeling it. The consumer's feeling like the pinch with aluminum. And now we've got this whole deal with China and this trade war. This is a big deal. This has really exploded, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And, the president addressed this tonight basically saying that the U.S. is going to be able to absorb the new steps for the proposed tariffs. What we know right now is that this is basically going to extend the 25% tariffs on Chinese goods from where it stands right now. It's going to be moving forward from about 25% on $34 billion to trying to pull up the numbers here right now. Either way, it's going to be a pretty sizable impact, and is now going to be affecting $200 billion worth of Chinese goods once these move forward. And this is, again, just the latest sign that, we are either entering or amid a full-blown trade war right now, one that has already had some pretty drastic impacts for U.S. manufacturers and farmers, and could very well get worse as it proceeds.
Wow. Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're talking about Bitcoin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Virtual Green Room. He's the co-founder and CEO of BitMinutes. We're talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. It's interesting because I've just been asked to do something with cryptocurrencies, and there's so much conversation out there about it. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Certainly my pleasure, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity.
So let's talk about cryptocurrency and where it well, first of all, let's reverse this. For people that are hearing this and they sort of know what cryptocurrencies are and they sort of understand Bitcoin, let's just not assume everybody is steeped in the knowledge of it. Explain what cryptocurrency is.
Yes, certainly. Cryptocurrency is basically nothing but a file format that two parties agree that I'm going to send something of that I call a value. This file called a Bitcoin, and I'm going to pay you $8,000 for it, and you're going to send me this Bitcoin. So it really is nothing but a fancy encrypted Word doc. It's just a file of zeros and ones. There's nothing inherent. There's no inherent value to a Bitcoin in general. But what has happened is the blockchain mechanism behind it has created an ability to send this encrypted file from person to person, where there's a guarantee that those zeros and ones that I'm saying is worth $8,000 is actually worth $8,000 because it hasn't been corrupted along the way of getting from me to you. So it's the blockchain technology underlying Bitcoin is really what the innovation is, and that is what has spawned these thousands and thousands of new cryptocurrencies using that same underlying blockchain technology to send files of something that is not corrupted, and where two people say, hey, I want to send this file to you, and you are going to pay me something for it. So it's really the first widely accepted use of this underlying technology that's creating a whole new world of opportunity for people to create tokens of value that can address specific industries and vertical markets.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so fascinating. And then the question becomes, for some people, is it too involved, or can just the average guy on the street or woman on the street get involved in cryptocurrencies?
Well, the average person can get involved, but it is not for the faint-hearted. For instance, Bitcoin might be selling for $8,000, but it's down from a high of close to $20,000 just less than a year ago. It's very volatile. There's no underlying asset backing it. There's no government backing it. So it's a very speculative thing to buy. I hesitate to even call it an investment vehicle. But what it has proven, though, is the ability to send value from point A to point B without all the banks being involved. And this is one of the reasons why the banks are worried about what these cryptos are going to be doing to their industry in the future. And again, Bitcoin is accessible. Anybody can pretty much open up an account to purchase Bitcoin or our token, Bitminutes, or any number of other 1,000-plus currencies out there. But I wouldn't suggest them as an investment vehicle unless they see the specific need that a crypto might address. And that's what we've attempted to do with Bitminutes, is to try to fill a need out there using the underlying technology. So it really depends on the use case of the crypto itself, and people should try to do their homework before they, quote-unquote, invest. I mean, these are not investment vehicles per se.
I like how you said that, Tom. Tom Meredith is speaking with us. He's the co-founder and CEO of Bitminutes. Explain Bitminutes to us.
Bitminutes is using the same underlying technology of Bitcoin, but we are backing it with an asset that 4 billion people use every day. Around the planet, pretty much everybody has a phone nowadays. So just about everyone over the age of 60 has a phone. So, but in most countries, you don't sign a year contract and get a free iPhone. You have to prepay for your phone time. You have to buy it in advance, and it's stored in your phone. And as you use it and it runs out, your phone stops working. You go off 5 more minutes. Very, very simple process. But 4 billion people today use prepaid minutes to fund their talk time and their data downloads on their phone. So what we've done is we've created a global standard around those 4 billion people's individual uses of their prepaid phone time and have made it convertible into cash. So Bitminutes can be used today by 4 billion people to pay for their phone time, but with the cash conversion aspect of it, it can also be used as a money transfer device. So we can literally send money or minutes to 4 billion people today for free. So think of it like a free Western Union. And then the other aspect of it is we're looking to, we're just about to launch a lending program that will allow people to use that stored value, those prepaid minutes in their phone. On the average, those 4 billion people globally have roughly $10 of prepaid time locked up in their phone with these proprietary prepaid tokens. What we're doing is we're creating a global standard based upon bank standards, using the ISO standards that are issued out of Switzerland, to be able to convert or to use our Bitminutes token as either phone time or cash, and then that because of that, the money is stored in the phone, we could lend against it. So not only are we going to offer we are offering a free global Western Union to 4 billion people, But these same 4 billion people can now qualify for a $5, $10 loan, even if they're unbanked. And that's really the need that we're addressing. We're trying to bank the unbanked and to put a local street banker on every street corner using these global standards.
Wow, that's fascinating. And for you, Tom, I mean, you're a guy who's an entrepreneur, definitely. You're a serial entrepreneur. That's a great way to describe you from what I understand. And you've been working on all kinds of solutions online and online security and peer-to-peer lending and a lot of other ventures. So what was it that drew you to the whole cryptocurrency thing?
Well, that's a good question, Kate. I've been doing this now for over a decade. In fact, I actually wrote a patent that I just couldn't get through the patent office, but that described Bitcoin and smart contracts to a T. So if I had been able to get it through the patent office, I'd be sitting at some nice villa in a Caribbean island somewhere and just collecting pennies from every one of these Bitcoin transactions. But I've just been fascinated by electronic cash for the longest time. And I've pretty much dedicated the last 10 years of my life to trying to figure out what's the best use case. You can do it. Bitcoin, the use case for Bitcoin is anonymous payments. It has facilitated a lot of things that I would not want to be associated with personally. And this is where we came up with the idea of BitMinutes, because I've actually been to countries where I see somebody say, hey, I want to continue this phone conversation with my mom, but I just ran out of minutes. Would you send me a few minutes? Here's a few dollars. I've seen this transaction years ago, and that's when it hit me. Oh, prepaid minutes can become, or already are, a virtual currency in many of these countries. Why not create a global standard and make that the free Western Union and the ability to borrow against the $10 that are trapped 4 billion people's phones. So that's kind of was the inspiration 4 years ago, and that's when we started building BitMinutes.
Wow, so fascinating. I want to tell everybody they can check it out at bitminutes.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I understand you're a fellow dog lover, so we love our dog.
Yes, mine's Mahalo. He's a golden retriever. What's yours?
I've got two shepherds and a rescue dog. So they're all fine ladies. We love them dearly.
Yep, I totally understand. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kay. Appreciate it.
All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we turn the corner here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order to stop a Texas-based nonprofit from releasing blueprints to make untraceable and undetectable 3D printed guns. The ruling comes after at least 8 states and the District of Columbia sued the company. The name of the company is Defense Distributed. It was going to start releasing plans for the 3D printed guns on the Internet beginning Wednesday until a federal district judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order saying publication could cause irreparable harm to U.S. citizens because of the way the guns can be made.
The idea here is to limit the harm, and by placing this temporary restraining order in place, that will make a dramatic difference for public safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Economy in the history of our country, this is the time to straighten out the worst trade deals ever made by any country on earth. They are the worst.
All right, so Trump celebrating the economy, a crazy wild crowd in Tampa, Florida. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Make America Great Again, still on tour. And as I mentioned, in Tampa, talking about what the agenda was, and so the expo hall, I've been there several times, 8,000 seats packed with 4,000 in overflow room, crowd standing outside the building. People were there. They wanted to see the Prez. Remember, he won the state of Florida by more than 100,000 votes, and he introduced gubernatorial candidate and U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis, who he recently endorsed for the Republican primary. So it's interesting what the tweet said was, we'll be in Tampa tonight, a big year for DeSantis, who will be a great governor for Florida, strong on crime, borders, Second Amendment, big help on tax and regulation cuts, loves our military, our vets, has my full and total endorsement. So there you have it. And it really was just wall to wall people. So it's part of what was happening with the Prez today. On the other coast, boy, it is sad what's going on in California. On fire. I have to go to California in September, and I'm thinking, what is California going to look like when I get there? And that sounds funny to say, but I'm going to the area where some of these fires are. The state so far has spent $114.7 million, they say, fighting these crazy blazes. And you know, last year, they were at $758 million, then $505 million 2 years ago. Man, they are draining the coffers. Plus, it's more about human life, and too many people are getting caught in this where they can't evacuate. Some really sad, sad stories coming out of this, out of, frankly, California and these fires. You know, some of the state agencies even say it's too early to assess the damage caused by these two different fires because they're still raging. But 884 homes destroyed, and this is in the Redding area, and they're estimating $300 million there alone, and they think it's going to rise even higher than that. What do? You have everybody and their brother running to try to help the fellow firemen in California to put this out. You've got wind problems, dry brush. It's just nasty, nasty business. And it scorches homes and it forces evacuations. But I come back to the same thing. What you care about the most? Human life. Properties destroyed, sad things happen. Absolutely, it's awful. I can't imagine. And I know people who have gone through fires, but this monster of a fire, the sixth most destructive in California history, wow, they call that the car fire, and firemen are just wiped out on this. 16 states, their people are coming from Maine and Florida, and they're just trying to make as much headway as they can. It couldn't be more dangerous. 10,000 firefighters committed to months-long assault on these blazes. And it's that dried vegetation. They call them, even with the strong winds and the heat, firenados. And the firenados are getting the best of just way too many people. And no rain in the forecast until next week. High temperatures, 100 degrees for days is what they're expecting. Just days. And you look at this area that you know is so beautiful, and you just can't believe what you're looking at. I mean, really, really very, very, very sad. All right, we're going to jump around. I like to call this odds and ends, so kind of the headers, things that you might have missed that I think kind of trip the scales a little bit, right? So the tariffs that we've been talking about. Somebody asked me the other day, well, okay, will grocery prices go up? And I saw a couple of interesting stories about this because farmers, you know, soda and beef and grains and dairy, there could be some big changes there because of packaging, et cetera. That's why soda is going up. For now, farmers can hold off because they've got stockpiles that would go to market normally, but they can hold off on that. But eventually that's going to change. So you're going to see the uptick at your supermarket with some price changes depending on what the product is, of course. Certainly for soda, certainly dairy would probably be one of those two that you might see that will change because of the aluminum tariff. That would be affected there. You would maybe see high-margin things like breakfast cereals could withstand the grain pricing, but you know, frozen dinners, that could go up because of what the ingredients are in it. But it will absolutely, this will trickle down and it will affect you. So just keep your eye out for changes, frankly, in what you're paying once you get up to the front. And whether you're doing that self-service checkout, ugh, I hate that, or you actually find a human being and you get to check out, you may be shocked when you see what the cost is. You know, when it's all said and done. I found this out today that there's actually a museum of ice cream. And I had no idea. It's in San Francisco. And that it's, I guess, been, you know, the desserts there get sold out and people line up to do it. And the museum has this pop-up space kind of thing. So pop-ups in L.A., Miami, New York, and I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. It's a pool. Check this out. It's a pool filled to the brim with rainbow sprinkles. Visitors can dive in, and they can fling the fake ice cream toppings into the air. I mean, is that not like a kid's dream, right? I can imagine the selfies that have gone on there. So it's a sprinkle pit, is what they say. The sprinkle pit. And because of that, the museum has to pay to have it cleaned up. So they pay sprinkle cleaners $15 an hour to sweep off plastic sprinkles from visitors so they stay inside. The museum had straw wattles, so these thick compressed cylinders of straw designed to control water runoff in the storm drains surrounding San Francisco to catch any stray sprinkles. Because that's what they're complaining about. They can't have 100 million tiny plastic bits out in the water somehow. So they're worried about that. What happens with the Museum of Ice Cream. Hey, even there was a Kim Kardashian sighting as she went to the Museum of Ice Cream with her one of her little ones. So these, it's a popular exhibit, right? The besides the sprinkle pool, they have other things in there that people want to see that have to do with ice cream. You know, think of whatever else, you know, eating ice cream, how it's made, you know, the whole thing. And I guess when you come out of there, people are saying you feel like you're kind of covered in not only just the sprinkles, but everything else that is ice cream related. Sad news about Alan Alda. He's got Parkinson's disease. I guess it was diagnosed about 3 years ago. He's revealed that. He's 82. He was on one of the morning shows, I think it was CBS, and he mentioned it. He said, the reason I want to talk about it in public is that I was diagnosed and I've had a full life since then. I've acted, I've given talks, I've helped out at the Alda Center for Communicating Science at Stony Brook, and I started a podcast. And he said he wanted to come forward after seeing his thumb kind of twitching in a television interview. He said he thought it was only a matter of time before somebody did perhaps a story on him. And Parkinson's has hit plenty of people. Maybe somebody listening to me had somebody in their life affected by it. I've known people with Parkinson's. I have a very good friend who's an incredible writer, sadly, who's got Parkinson's. And it's about controlling it and the drugs and all that. But Michael J. Fox, we know he was just 29 when he was diagnosed. Neil Diamond, he said he was going to stop touring. He shared his diagnosis earlier this year. And it makes you wonder, with all the money raised and all the diseases that we're fighting, how close they are to anything related to helping with this horrific disease that catches people young and catches people older. And sometimes it seems that there is no rhyme or reason. If you want free guacamole, it was Avocado Day on Tuesday. Chipotle decided to extend Avocado Day through Wednesday because their website crashed. So it was so popular, their promotion, it broke the internet. They're extending it. They say it was a record-breaking day. We had unprecedented increase in new digital customers as a result of the free guac promo in honor of National Avocado Day. So we broke the internet, and it's up and going, so we're going to extend it to Wednesday. How are they not going to break it again? They say the guac is still not extra. Add guac for free on an entree when you order online is how people are getting it. Avocados. And avocados, because there were some problems with avocado stocks, and so many people are eating avocado now, that sometimes you have to pay extra for avocado. That's probably what they're saying on the side when you do those online orders. Coming up next, a trip to the man cave here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Who has has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, we're going to the man cave. And speaking of the man cave, Sam Darnold finally came to the man cave. The man cave would be the New York Jets. He was their top pick, and he was a holdout as training camp opened up. So it was looking like, when is this deal going to get done? And it finally got done, which is a big deal because you want the future quarterback to be there and not be missing too much. And it didn't cause... I think too much of a hassle. Once he finally was there, boom, he was taking reps, and Josh McCown has been there, and you know there are a handful of other quarterbacks that are on hand as well. The future is Sam Darnold. He was their top pick, and he's got to be exceptional. He's got to be exceptional to get the gig. He signed a 4-year, $30 million contract. That deal includes offset language, which the Jets wanted, but it wasn't part of the negotiations in the recent weeks. So the Jets agreed to change their position on what they call default language regarding the guaranteed money. He forfeits his guarantee with a suspension, not a fine. Because before they were saying if he got a fine, it would be he'd lose the money. But there's a big difference. Suspension is a different thing. And the $30 million man threw a nice crisp pass. I was watching. Somebody sent me a little tape of it. a little slice of it through the miracle of the iPhone, and I think he's going to be good for them. You know, he's got to fight it with Josh McCown, at least in this first year, but he absolutely is the guy they're counting on. Here's what he had to say.
What's up, Jets fans? Man, it's a pleasure to be signed now. Very excited, very special moment. Let's do it. Jet up.
Jet up. You know, here's what he'd be wise to do, and I think he'll do this. I saw this with USC. Just keep his head down and just keep rocking. I mean, that's it. Don't pay attention to any of the other noise or nonsense. Just focus on what he can do. Focus on whatever, whether it's going to be this year or whether it's going to be next year, whatever it is. You know, that's what the scoop is. All right, gambling and sports. Now that sports books can take action, well, they always could, but now that across the board you can have action on games, that's made a big difference. The NBA and the WNBA is going to share official information, data, they say, with MGM Resorts International. That's a big win for the leagues because of the anticipated growth of sports betting across the country. Here's what the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, had to say.
MGM has a very unique position with the NBA and the WNBA. And in addition, MGM is our partner in the Las Vegas Summer League. Jim and I had an opportunity to spend a fair amount of time together in July when I was in Las Vegas for the Summer League. And we said, let's take advantage of this opportunity to do something historic. And that is to enter into the first commercial partnership between a gaming establishment and the NBA.
Yeah, so how about that? Probably smart of them to jump on it. Silver knew this was coming. He understood it. He embraced it. And I think it's pretty smart on his part, right? Because it is ultimately about opening up a whole new world and where it's going to go. And it's here. It's upon us now. And MGM and other casino operators are moving aggressively to be able to capitalize on the sports betting market because it's expanding after that Supreme Court ruling in May that said that states could take bets, sports bets if they wanted. MGM had three significant deals this week to expand its sports betting operations. So there you go. We move from Adam Silver to the Hall of Fame in the great little world of Cooperstown, New York. I had the pleasure of doing a live show there when Nolan Ryan was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I've been there a couple of times. It is mind-blowing. Worth the trip for anybody who is a fan of seeing some history of Major League Baseball. I mean, even if you're just a mild fan, I think you'd be blown away by this. One of the guys who got into the Hall of Fame of the six is somebody who I was a big fan of. He played for Philadelphia and several other teams. Jim Thome, what a bat he had. Here's what he had to say about the great game of baseball.
The Hall is also a place where players and fans come together to celebrate the game that has no borders, no boundaries, and will forever be defined by its timeless nature. Because even though the cell phone might have replaced the transistor radio, and the iPads are more common now than the sports page, baseball is still played the same way, between the lines.
Between the lines. So right he is. All right, check this out. Some more baseball news for you because the trade deadline is coming and going, has already gone. The Washington Nationals are not giving up. They played their first game after the non-waiver trade deadline, and they slaughtered the Mets. You know what the score was? This is like an NFL score, 25-4. So that gave Washington the record for runs scored and New York's worst loss in its 57-year history. The Mets. Oh, just absolutely awful. It was so bad for the Mets that veteran infielder Jose Reyes came on as an emergency reliever and allowed six runs in the eighth inning. Whoever, just get anyone out there. Just throw the ball. Is there anyone in the stands that we can go to? Anyone? Any New Yorkers in the stands? So it was a wild 24 hours because You had the trade deadline, and even star center fielder Bryce Harper was mentioned in trade rumors, but he stayed, and former Met Daniel Murphy was on fire. He went 3-for-4 with 2 home runs. Nationals pounding it out. So, like I said, lots of interesting rumors. And, of course, the trade deadline for teams who know they're contending and need to make moves. There were 43 trades from July 15th through Tuesday's non-waiver deadline. A lot of them just recently happened. I say, and I just mentioned Bryce Harper, bravo for not making any kind of a trade. Pittsburgh Pirates picked up Chris Archer and Keon Keela. The Pirates landed 2 pitchers who will not only help them in a wild card race, but are under contract through 2021. The Pirates dished Gerrit Cole in the offseason. They replaced him with a pitcher not as good as Archer, then gave up Austin Meadows. So you get the deal here. Follow the bouncing ball. They picked up 2 dudes that will be incredibly helpful. How about this? The L.A. Dodgers added Brian Dozier. He is a position player who, you know, what can they do with it? You know, you've got Manny Machado and Brian Dozier. Even if he hasn't had a good season, he has had couple of months have been really, really hot for him. So that's what they're hoping for. The Brewers, who are in the middle of all this, they hinted that they're dropping the Travis Shaw playing second base experiment. They traded for Mike Moustakas. The Brewers tried Shaw at second base for 2 games this past week and didn't work. They picked up Jonathan Schoop from the Orioles. So smart move for the Brew Crew, I think. Smart, smart move. Then you've got a couple of other things. The Houston Astros, they acquired suspended reliever Roberto Osuna. And it's funny because nobody thought they were going to do that. The Astros were looking for a bat for left field or somebody on the bench, but instead they went in a different direction. Leonis Martin, the Cleveland Indians added Leonis Martin. They needed a center fielder. That's what he plays, so that's perfect for them. And the Seattle Mariners made a bunch of trades. They picked up relievers Adam Warren, Zach Duke, and outfielder Cameron Maben. Whew, I could barely breathe all those trades. What did I say at the top of this? 43 trades from July 15th through Tuesday. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.